The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Chryst. Wisconsin hosts BYU on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us an opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, certainly looking forward to another game and another opportunity against, in my opinion and our opinion, a good BYU football team.
Thanks, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Leo Haggerty with ITS Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Leo. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine down here in Florida, Coach. We're just hoping that Hurricane Florence doesn't come our way.
All right. Hopefully you're right.
I hope so. Coach, after the first couple of games, what's the biggest concern you still have about your football team?
Well, I think, you know, just two games in, you've got to keep improving. And there's not one guy on this team, not one coach that can't continue to grow. And each one's each person in that he could take that to each unit, you know, offense, defense, special teams. You know, we've got a lot of areas that we've got to continue to improve and grow on. And so hopefully that never ends.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thanks.
Your next question comes from Jay Drew with Salt Lake Tribune.
Paul, yesterday BYU's coach basically said that Wisconsin is the blueprint or the model that he's kind of patterning his rebuild of BYU after. Kind of a general question. How have you done it? How have you guys just maintained your status as a top 10 program nationally, and just and what were the foundations of that success?
Yeah, it's you know, there's a lot to it, and I mean the foundation is I'd argue has always been, you know, good players that care, and I think there's been over the years a number of really good coaches. I'm not just talking about, you know, throughout the staff, and you know, I think that we've certainly, you know, I haven't been a part of it all, but, you know, certainly have a belief in what's best for Wisconsin, you know, and kind of those are fundamental foundation pieces. And then I think, you know, there's also been, you know, change depending on whether, you know, who the players are or you know, schematics that fit them. So, you know, it's not like we've just stayed status quo. And I think that there's got to be a, you know, we talk all the time, you know, the magic is in the players, and it's trying to play good football. And so I don't know that's a great answer, but that's what I believe, is that just, you know, you got to stand for something, and then each year it's a new opportunity to you know, for some to build on what they've done, and others to start that, and it's kind of a fun work in progress all the time.
And then, obviously, last year you got them pretty good in Provo, 46 win. Has it been difficult to kind of persuade or convince your players that BYU is formidable after kind of last year's lopsided win?
No, I don't think so at all. And shame on us if our players think that. You know, you look at how they played, you know, these 2 years, and you know, last year when we're getting ready, you know, they had some, you know, the quarterback situation was not the same, and you know, we got a number of players back, and you know, when you watch the film of the first two games, that grabs, you know, not only coaches but our players' attention, and we know we've got to have a good week of preparation, and know it's going to be a heck of a ball game.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
Thank you.
Looking forward to being out there and experiencing the Madison environment.
All right, sounds good.
Your next question comes from the line of Noah Triss with Associated Press.
Yeah, hi, Coach.
Hi there.
Question a little bit about, I guess, scheduling. The last 2 years, the Big Ten champ didn't make it into the playoff, in part because they had early losses in the non-conference season. I'm just sort of curious about how you view the non-conference games in terms of sort of the pros and cons of having big, challenging non-conference games early in terms of how they benefit your team and what the possible risks are, I guess, of taking a loss that early.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's been, you know, I've been fortunate, you know, to be a part of them. And you know, the one thing I'd say is, you know, they're hard to get, you know, and Coach Alvarez and I have talked about that. And when you do get those chances for the, you know, big non-conference games, I think they're great for your players. And what I also believe is that if you're going to be a team that's in the national picture, then, you know, playing those games is good. And I understand, you know, that you could be a different team, good or bad, you know, from week one or two, week three to the end of the year. But, you know, truthfully, I think that, you know, you have your schedule and it's an opportunity to get to go play it. And at the end of the year, you look up and see where you're at. And I know there's conversations and everything about it, but for the players and for the team, you just want to take advantage of each opportunity that is 1 week at a time.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Mitch Sherman with ESPN.com.
Hey, Paul, what have you found to be the most rewarding aspect of coaching at your alma mater as opposed to doing the same job somewhere else?
Well, I think that, you know, it's the coaching part of it is, I think it's always been the same wherever I've been at, and that's can you help players play well and be the best player and be the best team. And I think you know, when you're talking about doing it at your alma mater, I think that it's probably some of the residual, the byproduct of it. You know, for instance, you know, we have a football alumni weekend in the spring, and when we have that, there's guys that, you know, played with my dad and my dad coached, and guys that I played with and guys that I coached here before. And so, you know, there's just a lot more layers to it, but the actual job and the coaching, you know, I've been fortunate. I've enjoyed it every place I've been. And what's most rewarding is working with players and working with a team.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Your next
one last question for Coach Chris.
Your next question comes from Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Paul. I know the production has been similar with Jonathan, but just in kind of breaking him down for the first two games, what have you noticed that's maybe been different or more evolved about how he's played so far this season?
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's interesting. I certainly believe that, you know, he has evolved and is growing, and yet, you know, a lot of times it's what type of situations come up and or present themselves. So I don't know if I've got a good quick answer for you, but I really do believe that, you know, he's grown in a number of areas, you know, whether it be just kind of his overall knowledge of what we're doing and kind of, you know, feel like we're able to do more with him in the passing game. And I think his understanding of what defenses are doing, you know, I think there's kind of a natural progression, and I think he's certainly on that, and it's, you know, actually trying to fast forward it. And so, but I don't know when you, like if you just say the snaps that he's had, does all that show? I don't know that it would necessarily, but I definitely do believe that he is taking steps and getting better.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you.